Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 272, How Can Illusions Satisfy God's Son? A Course in Miracles reminds us that the world that we see is a projection. That's why it's called an illusion. It is what we are projecting over the face of reality. God created us as whole and complete. His will is that we are happy and that we have everything. And yet the world we see is not consistent in showing us this happy picture. This is because we accepted the idea that we could be separated from God. The world we see is a projection. It is coming from us and is not happening to us. If we want to get back to that happy and healed and whole picture, we can let illusions pass by. We can choose to remember that the world we see is not set up to win. It is not set up to be consistently happy. Whatever it is that we are trying to get to happen, thinking that it will lead us to more happiness, recognize this. The world you see is not meant to be happy. It is not meant to be something of consistency that you can count on or depend on. It will always disappoint you. It will always fail you. And what we can do instead is turn inward to what we have a right to our true reality. As we reconnect with what God has given us, we then project a world, even though still an illusion, we project a world that is consistently happy, that is consistently abundant and healthy. Today, let us recognize that we are co-creators with God. We will let go of our illusions, that which we see with our eyes, and we turn inward to claim what is rightfully ours, so that we can now experience the happy dream until we come to that time of a gentle and peaceful awakening into our natural state of being in oneness with God. How can illusions satisfy God's Son?